drink a bottle. Good.
Swing and a drive to deep right. Away back. Goal.
Listening to The Unlucky Irishman on the Row Sports Talk Network, produced by Ashley Maciag and Boomer Dangle. Now, here's your host, James Preacher Rowe.
And welcome to the fifth episode of The Unlucky Irishman. I'm your host, James Preacher Rowe. Sorry, I've been late a little bit. I was in Chicago last week. I had a lot of fun over there, and so I wasn't able to do my weekly podcast the way I wanted it. But I am back on a one-week hiatus. And because of that, I have a lot to cover. Especially since I hadn't been doing anything in a week. The first thing first... Premier League, the soccer, if you don't follow soccer. Manchester City are the champions. Congrats to them. And they started off the year, I believe it was like 15 straight where they were unbeaten. And they've actually had a much better season, or they've won it in a quicker fashion than when Leicester City won it. And when Leicester City won it, that was a huge upset. So that's just it's just remarkable, and they were the best team in the Premier League. I looking at them before the season started, I thought, okay, they're gonna probably win it. Maybe Chelsea. Nope, it was Manchester City. Moving along, we have the NBA playoffs. They've just begun, and so it's still too early to really talk about what's going on with that. But the second one is the NHL playoffs. Now, this is the playoffs I'm really into because of just how dramatic they are, just how intense they are. It's honestly one of the best postseasons in sports. On the first game, there was a game in the postseason where David Pastrnak at the Boston Bruins had a six-point night. Now, in order for you to score points, not necessarily scoring a goal, points are attributed by the goals you score and or the amount of assists you score. So if a player has 2 or 3 points in a night, that's a good night. If they have 4, that's incredible. If they have 6, that's just amazing. That's just unbelievable. And it just goes to show how influential Pasternak is to the Boston Bruins. Moving along, in Game 1 of the Philadelphia Flyers and the Pittsburgh Penguins series, everyone knows who Sidney Crosby is. He's probably one of the greatest players in the game right now. He came up with a hat trick, and he scored them all in the third period. All in the third period. They won that game 7-3. Just incredible. Just absolutely incredible. Next subject will be Major League Baseball. It seems as though, almost with the weather going on nowadays, it doesn't feel like spring. Then it's felt like spring. Then it doesn't feel like spring again. It's just been a weird spring. But with that being the case, baseball has been really affected by it. And if people don't really realize it, baseball really does depend on the weather. Really does. And so I wanted to figure out what was the number of games that have been postponed by weather this season. And even a few games have been snowed out, which is very rare. But I've found the number. It is 24 games have been postponed by weather so far this season. That's just unbelievable. So, like I said, baseball really absolutely relies on what the weather is like. And 24 games have been postponed, including 2 that were snowed out between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Moving along, there was an announcement for the 2020 All-Star Game. The Los Angeles Dodgers will be hosting that. So Dodger Stadium will be the site of the 2020 All-Star Game. And that's going to be really cool because it's one of the coolest stadiums out there, considering how it's built really into a hill, if you look at the photos of it. And it's also one of the oldest ones. I believe it's been around since this 1966, but it might be earlier than that. Either way, it's been around since the 60s. It's one of the oldest in baseball. It really deserves to have an all-star game now. And just this past Sunday, now I would have talked about this probably upcoming week had I done my normal podcast schedule, but it is Jackie Robinson Day this past Sunday. And if no one knows who Jackie Robinson is, he was the one who broke the color barrier in 1947. So that was a long time ago. And because of that, so many African Americans or even any black players have been able to play in the game of baseball. And we've been able to see players like Willie Mays or Ken Griffey Jr., some great players just play the game. And that may not have happened had Jackie Robinson not broke the color barrier. My personal opinion, I think it would have been broken even if Jackie had not done it. But his bravery throughout the whole thing with, you know, racial slurs thrown at him by opposing managers, opposing players, it was an incredible story. If you ever do get a chance to read about Jackie Robinson, please do. And Jackie Robinson Day this past year, or this past week, I should say, they've been doing this for a good long while now. It's just a really fun and interesting day. Moving along to the NFL, one of the top wide receivers in the game, Dez Bryant, was released by the Dallas Cowboys. Now that he's out on the market, a lot of teams are going to try and get for him, and I've been seeing rumors that the Giants are interested in him, and him being paired up with Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be awesome. Those two would be just a phenomenal wide receiver tandem. Next is Eric Reed, a safety, who was one of the top draft picks a few years ago, has had talks with the Cincinnati Bengals. And that would be huge for the Bengals because they need some depth in their defensive backs. Considering last year, there was a point where the injuries really did hamper them. But another part of it that's interesting was the owner, Mike Brown, asking about whether or not Reed will continue his anthem protests. Now, Reed has followed what Colin Kaepernick had done, and he's now become kind of another face of the protest. Do I think it was inappropriate for Mike Brown to ask that question? Absolutely not. Mike Brown has every right to ask that question. Do I agree that politics should be involved in sports? Absolutely not. But at the same point, you know, there's no rule against you not hiring someone because they're protesting the national anthem. Would I have asked them? No. But I totally understand where Mike Brown is coming with that, because the protests did have a lot of backlash. A lot of people didn't. I don't think a lot of people quite understood what they were about. And, you know, if that's still happening, there could be some butts that are not in the seats for the Bengals. So I totally understand where Mike Brown's coming with that. And then the final topic before we go into the stat of the day would be the Masters. Patrick Reed is the winner with a 15 under par. He was able to stave off a late rally from two prominent golfers in Ricky Fowler, who finished with 14 under par, and Jordan Spieth, who finished 13 under par, including Spieth, who on the last day made a miraculous comeback. Just unbelievable comeback. And he was the one who I selected to win the Masters. But ultimately, Patrick Reed wins it. Finally, with our stat of the day, if you don't know who Aaron Judge is, this is provided by ESPN Stats and Info. Aaron Judge, who's an outfielder for the New York Yankees, just hit his 60th career home run in his 197th career game on Monday. That broke Mark McGwire's MLB record for fewest games needed to hit 60 home runs. And he did that in 202 games. So this goes to show the power of Aaron Judge. And who knows, maybe with this rate that he's on, he could become the next home run king, beating Barry Bonds. Well, with that, I'm James Preacher Rowe. Thanks for listening in. I hope you have a good one.